Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio with my special guest, Minister Harold Copeland. And we've been on a wonderful ride. And I thank you for riding along with us through this wonderful teaching series, The Ingredients of Agape Love. And love is the main ingredient. Love is simply defined as unconditional love. And I hope you understand and have grasped a meaning of what unconditional love means. The main character of God. The main character of God. Through intimacy with Him, we experience agape love. And this time, we've come to the conclusion of this teaching series, The Ingredients of Agape Love, Minister Harold Copeland and I. And doesn't mean that love stops here, but love continues until the end of life. So we are going to continue in understanding unconditional love, and Minister Harold Copeland is going to continue in this particular series with the conclusion. But I want you to understand that love continues until you go home to be with the Lord. Love never stops. Minister Copeland?
Hello, everybody. Praise the name of our Jesus. Praise the name of our God. Bless the name of our great Holy Spirit. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, the three in one, who is the agape, the unconditional love of God. And you know I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our host, Minister Carnita Smith, we are teaching in the studio. And I would like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio broadcast. And we want you to know that we love you. But better yet, as you learn from the series, God loves you much more with a greater, eternal, everlasting love. And there is just nothing you can do to stop Him. It's always an honor and a privilege to have this great opportunity to come together in studio to fellowship with you and break the bread of life concerning our Lord and our God. As was said earlier, we will be concluding the series, The Ingredients of the Agape Love, the unconditional love of God, the God kind of love, the kingdom love. We will be releasing fresh revelation, and we will be reviewing revelation we already heard, received, and even beginning to walk in. So let us go ahead and dive right into the teaching. And like always, we will start out by reading our launchpad scripture, which comes out of the book of John, chapter number 3, verse 16.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
Amen. The ingredients of agape love. I looked at the word ingredient. And there are many ingredients, but one ingredient is a substance. So if we talk about all the ingredients, we would make it plural and say, when we put them together, they form one. Forms a part, and when we put more than one together, we have many parts mixed together to form a desired result. So we take all the ingredients, everyone play a part, and we mix them together. And we get that awesome result that we're looking for. For example, I want to talk about my grandmother's biscuits. My grandmother is from Georgia, and she is from the very country part of Georgia, a place called Dixie, Georgia. But down in Dixie, Georgia, my grandmother can make the best biscuit ever. In all reality, the biscuits are so good that she should have went in business and put them on the market. But that good Southern Georgian cooking brings humility. That she keep it to herself and she uses it to bless people, especially her family members, and especially her grandchildren. Now, I have tasted biscuits that is on the chicken franchise market in the world today. And I eat those biscuits. But my grandmother biscuits are better than the biscuits that's on the chicken franchise market. And without being biased, because the ingredients that she used and the touch she has for making those biscuits, and that is what make grandmother biscuits better than anybody else's biscuits. It's her ingredients and her touch. Now, grandmother taught my mother how to make biscuits. And I like my mother biscuits, but they're not as good as grandma. And my grandmother had other children, my uncles and aunts, and they can make biscuits too, but their biscuits are not as good as grandmother biscuits. It's the ingredients that grandmother put into her biscuits and the touch that makes up grandmother biscuits. Now, grandmother is with the Lord now, and she took the ingredients with her. Now, our teaching is on the ingredients of the agape love. And we are referring to God's love and what makes the agape so awesome. Well, let's just take a look at love. Could we imagine how many words there are in English vocabulary? Woo! We'll use the biblical term to answer that question. And the biblical term is multitudes of words in the English vocabulary. And what the biblical term multitudes means is too many to count. Yes. There are multitudes of words, too many to count in the English vocabulary. And we can also include any other language. Three most important words in the English language is I love you. Those are the three most powerful words in the world. I love you. Now, let's add three powerful words must be spoken from the heart. And when we speak these powerful words from the heart, the heart releases a supernatural force to empower them. And yes, 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 yes. Coming up in life, we heard these words spoken to us around us. And there was time they didn't have any substance. And the reason why they wasn't spoken from the heart, there was a selfish motive, probably just to see what one could get from another person. But when these words are spoken from the heart, these three words, I love you, they are powerful. They are the most powerful words in the human vocabulary. Nothing can compare with the power of these words, as I say, when they are spoken from the heart. Three words, I love you, can change the fate of a nation. These three words can change the destiny of a man. These three words can make a king jeopardize his throne. As in the Old Testament, we read about Ahab and Jezebel, his throne would jeopardize because of his love for his wife. We read about David and Bathsheba, his marriage would jeopardize, and her marriage would jeopardize, and he became a murderer of his love. And we know about Hosea, we spoke to Hosea because of the love he had for God and the love he had for his wife, Gomer. The end result was him selling everything he had to go get her off a selling broth where the world was getting ready to sell her. And in the New Testament, we read about Herod with his love for his wife and his daughter, Herodias. He cut the head off of the mighty prophet of God, John the Baptist. I love you. Can make a poor man a prince. I love you. Can get people to surrender their virtue. I love you. Can make a boy do handstands. I love you. Can make a man work from sun up to sundown, day after day after day. Nothing is as strong as those three words, I love you. They are not soft. They are not tender that you can just wrap up in a tissue or that you can just put on the shelf of your heart. Something that you can release occasionally those words, I love you, produces action. And we can see, I love you, working in overalls. I love you, working in jeans. I love you, working in cutoff. I love you, working in many different kind of hats, walking in many different kind of boots, walking in sandals, walking in expensive shoes. I love you can even go barefoot. Nothing can compare to the power of the words I love you when they are spoken from the heart. But I love you, human love, is just a shadow, somebody say shadow, of God's love. One reason is, as we taught earlier, God is love. And in English, we teach that the word is a Lincoln bird. And it links the subject to the predicate because they are the same. So is linking God to love, which is the agape, because they are the same. God is without peer. God, which is the agape, is without comparison. He's bigger than the universe. As the liturgian would say, God is so big. And they would go on to say, his agape love is so big. His love is richer than minerals. You know, it gets hot outside during the summer, and we say the sun is hot. It's very hot today. But God's love is warmer than the sun. God's love is greater. Somebody say greater. In all things. And you know I love that little word, all, A-L-L. That means nothing is left out. Nothing is eliminated. God's love is greater than all things. And God's heart desire is for us to know his love. And you know I like that word, know, because the biblical know is never an intellectual knowing. Amen. It's not a knowing in the mind, but it's an intimacy knowing of the heart. So it is God's desire for us to have an intimate relationship with his love in our hearts. And let's read Ephesians number 3, verses 17, 18, and 19.
Ephesians 3. 17 through 19. Let me get there. It reads Ephesians chapter 3. Verse 17, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
Amen. This is a beautiful prayer. A beautiful prayer focusing on the agape. Beautiful prayer focusing on God kind of love. This prayer is prayed by Paul to the church in Ephesus, but he also prayed it to us. And this is a prayer that we can pray daily to encounter, to have a knowing, an intimate knowing of the agape, of the love of God. And when we come under the umbrella of the agape through salvation, confessing with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believing in our heart, God raised him from the dead, we come under the umbrella of the agape. And when that happens, verse 17, take place inside of us. Somebody say inside of us. Christ, who is love, dwells in our heart. We got the faith, and by faith we receive the indwelling presence of the agape into our hearts. That ye be rooted and grounded, amen, solid foundation in our heart, the unconditional love of God. And we know that, we know that, we know that, we know that God loves us. And we took that first step to receive from the inside out this unconditional love of God. And look at this love in verse 18. He said, then we can comprehend through the power of the Spirit of the living God in us and through the presence of the resurrected life of Jesus Christ inside of our hearts, our spirit man. Look at that, the breadth, how wide it is, the love of God, the length, amen. We can't go around it, amen. We can't sneak through the right of God's love. We can't sneak through the left of God's love. We can't get around it. Amen. Amen. The depth, we can't go under it. Glory to God. Amen. The height, glory. We can't go over it. Amen. No matter where we go. Amen. The love of God is always present for us. But when we come into the covenant relationship through salvation, we get to experience it. We get to experience the love of God. Hallelujah. And that love changes our life. And verse 19 tells us to know. And to know, and that's experience. Intimate relationship, an intimate experience with the agape, the love of Christ. Hallelujah. It was past us knowledge. And see, we get out of that baby realm of trying to figure it out. Why? Because it's so high. You can't go over it. The love of God is so low. You can't go under it. You can't go around it to the right. You can't go around it to the left. Amen. The only thing we can do is just receive it. And in this hour, amen, just open our hearts and receive. Amen. Because God is constantly transmitting. Amen. Glory to God. Constantly transmitting his love. And those that have an ear that have heard, and those that have the eye that see and open their heart to receive, they can receive the transmission of this beautiful, wonderful, awesome love that passes knowledge, passes understanding. Amen. and we are filled with it from the inside out. Amen. And as Minister Smith prayed, that we receive it on the inside, but it changes on the outside. Amen. And that receiving on the inside is not just a little drip or a little drop. Amen. Paul say it is a feeling. Amen. And it's a feeling to the point of an overflow. Amen. The feeling on the inside changes us on the inside, but then the overflow just run over. Amen. It changes on the outside. Glory to God. And the overflow of God's love is so great that it can affect the lives of those around us. Amen. Glory to God. It began to change our marriages and change our relationship with our children, change our relationships with our neighbors. Amen. Change our relationships in our church and those that we fellowship with, and just make a difference. Amen. In this world system. And it covers a multitude of sins, that we may know the love of God. And we know the love of God with that intimacy, which is experiencing through the reality. See, our Jesus is a reality. Through the reality of Jesus Christ, amen, that we know, not the Jesus that's on the page of the book, but the Jesus that was knocking on the door of our hearts, and we opened up, and we asked him to come in, and he came in and supped with us, and he allowed us to sup with him, and in that, we are supping with love, and love is suffering with us. And right there we experience the joy of heaven. Amen. Right here on earth. The joy of heaven. But not to have this experience, we are operating in the grief of hell. Because there is no love. Because God is the only true everlasting love. And when we don't receive this agape love of God that he's transmitting 24/7, when we don't receive it, we are rejecting the two twins called grace and mercy. And grace, as we taught, is unmerited favor, favor we earn. And favor that gives us favor in the presence of God, but also in the favor of man. And mercy is not getting the punishment that we deserve. And when we keep denying and don't receive the love of God in our heart, we are rejecting this grace and this mercy. And where there is no grace and there is mercy, there is no heaven. And anything that is not heaven is hell. But as we receive, we get God's spirit. And God's spirit is shed abroad in our hearts. Amen. This love, this agape, is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. By us believing. And we clarify, not believing in our heads, but believing in our hearts. That same belief that we believe in our heart that God raised him, Jesus, from the dead. Now we're believing in our heart that God has shed his love abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Amen. God love. When we receive it, we become a new man and a new woman. Amen. We get up and sing this song, Lord, I know I've been changed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. The angels in heaven. Amen. They went to heaven and signed my name. Glory to God. Amen. Because of the unconditional love of God. Not because of me and because of my actions or my experiences or my ability, but because of God and his unconditional love. Not loving me because of, but loving me in spite of, I have the assurance, amen, that heaven is my home. Glory to God. And I'm here to tell you, there's a devil, there's a demon, there's a principality, there's a power that can take that assurance away from me or away from you. Hallelujah. The unconditional love of God, the agape. In God's love, oh, hallelujah, we have a newness of life. That was the ingredients produce a newness of life. Amen. Glory to God. A beautiful life. That's why the word says that we are beautiful and we are wonderfully made. He's not talking about our outside. Amen. He said, you're the apple of my eye. Amen. Glory to God. He's not talking about the outward man. He's talking about the man that is rooted and grounded in love, the man that has been shed abroad, the woman that has been shed abroad in the love of God. And we get a new life. And we're going to talk about that new life before we're finished. And we become a new man. And we're going to talk and speak of that new man. We get a new identity. Oh, we will speak of that. Because of the power of that love. Glory to God. And nothing, somebody say nothing, can separate us from the love of God. And this is beautiful. That love of God, it lived on the inside of us. Hallelujah. See, can't nobody love us like this. I remember in the old Pentecostal church, we were saying, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Glory to God. And that's his love working on the inside of us. Can't nobody love us like that. Hallelujah. Amen. And if we look for others to love us in that way, we're looking for love in all the wrong places. I've been there. I've done that. Amen. And the wrong places can't suffice. It's only the agape, somebody say agape, that can satisfy. Yes. Hallelujah. That can satisfy the desires of our heart. Hallelujah. To be loved with an everlasting love, unconditionally. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. A newness of life. And through the love of God, amen, as we grow up, look at somebody and say, it's time to grow up. Amen. Glory to God. As we come under the umbrella of God's love and we receive God's love, hallelujah, he poured into us, amen, so we can pour it out of us. Glory to God. Amen. And when we pour this love out of us, just like if the love of God, the agape, was poured into our hearts, was shed abroad into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, we pour it into the hearts of others. Glory to God. Amen. And we are on a mission. Somebody say mission. When we receive this love, we're on a mission to find somebody that was unlovable just like we were when we encounter God. Amen. Glory to God. And we go looking for that individual. Hallelujah. And just like God loved us in spite of us, amen, we go and we begin to love others in spite of them. Amen. Not because of, but in spite of. We release that love. you know, a baby, a umbilical cord in the womb is attached to the mother. Amen. And when we receive this love, we enter into the spiritual womb, the spiritual womb of God. Amen. And the love of God is the umbilical cord. Amen. Hallelujah. That links us to God's umbilical cord of love. Amen. We have a supernatural connection. Glory to God. We have a supernatural connection, supernaturally united. Glory. With the presence, glory to God, of the unconditional love, a supernatural connection from the inside out. Hallelujah. With the presence of this invisible God who is love, this invisible spirit who is the power of love, and this invisible life which is the resurrected life of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We come one. We marry this God. We marry this Jesus. We marry this Holy Spirit. Glory to God. No longer married to the law, as Paul would tell us, but now we're married to the Word, who is Jesus. We're married. We can marry another man. We're married to Jesus from the inside out. That's love. You know, somebody was saying, what love got to do with it? Man, everything. Somebody say everything. Glory to God. This relationship begins with love. And everything in the middle is love. And when we hit our final heavenly destiny, amen, it doesn't end. We just live in the presence of the loving heavenly forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Let us read Romans chapter number 8, verses 38 and 39.
For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Ooh. That's so beautiful. I say that's so beautiful. In other words, nobody can mess this up. Amen? And God even prevented us from messing it up. This relationship, this agape relationship. Glory to God. And the devil don't have anything powerful enough mess up our relationship with the agape. Now, what makes God's love so powerful and so different from human love? And just like Grandma Biscuits is different from everybody Biscuits, and what makes the difference is the ingredients and the touch she put behind it. That is what distinguish God, agape love, from the human love. It is his ingredients. And you know, grandmother kept her ingredients of her biscuits to herself. Amen. But she used them to bless others, especially her grandchildren. But you know what? God did not keep his ingredients to himself. He revealed them in the truth of the word of God, so that we can come one with them and study them and hide them in our hearts. And we know that no one will be able to take us away from it. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Verse 22. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness.
Amen. And let's bring 23 in there, please, also.
Gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law.
Amen. And as Minister Smith said in her introduction, the main ingredient, somebody say main ingredient, it's love. Amen. It's the agape. The very essence of God living on the inside of us in the form of his main ingredient is love. But the substance, as we define ingredients, the substance that make the desired product, which is love, is joy. Somebody say joy. Peace. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Long suffering. Somebody say long suffering. He's a gentle God. He's a good God. He's a God of faith. Very meek and lowly. A God of temperance, which is self-control, the ingredients that make up the love of God, that separates God's love from the humanistic love. Let's look at some more ingredients. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, somebody say the love chapter. And we're going to read, start at verse 4 through 8. And skip to 13, verse 4.
All right. 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, and it reads this way, starting at verse 4. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be still. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. Verse 13, and now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
The ingredients of the agape love. And it's the ingredients that we find in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, the scripture which describes the work of the ingredients in the love chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 8, skipping through verse 13. love. And I just sense, because God is always transmitting, always, but we got to be in on the right station, somebody say right station, to receive the transmission. And the way we get on that right station, we tune into it, amen, by recognizing Jesus Christ as the Son of God, by recognizing Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, and by opening our hearts, and through our hearts, I realize we need a Lord, we need a Savior, we need this agape on the inside of us. Somebody say, I never been loved like that with a true, pure love, a true, pure love that has no condition. I never experienced joy because my circumstances and situation always pull it away from me. I don't know what true peace is. I'm restless. Nobody stays with me a long time because they think I'm so messed up and they leave me. Nobody is long-suffering with me. People are always mad at me. Nobody is kind. I don't have the faith I need to believe that this love exists. Everybody I hang around is so prideful. I don't know any meek people. I don't have self-control. I overdo everything. Well, if you fit that category, God has just what you need. And you need to be loved by him. He's transmitting. Somebody say transmitting. But he always transmits. And as we stop, drop, and pray, you can become a receiver. And you can receive the transmission of the love of God to your heart. And you can know, intimate knowing, the love of God that passes all understanding. I'm going to turn you over to Minister Smith as we stop, drop, and pray. And she's going to take us to the foot of the cross of love. Minister Smith.
Amen. Amen. What a wonderful, wonderful experience to know love for yourself. And when I say that, I don't say love in man as Minister Copeland has expressed to us through this wonderful teaching series. Love is experienced, true love is experienced only through God himself. As I read Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, before we go to the prayer of salvation, listen to what it says in Romans 10, starting in verse 9. For this is the word of promise. And I believe I'm in the wrong chapter, but let's move over to Romans chapter 10, and we'll start at verse 9. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So when you believe in your heart unto righteousness, and total righteousness is God himself, capital L, capital O, capital V, capital E. He is love. And when we believe in the divine love, the true love, and confess with our mouth that is when you become saved, where he enters into your heart and set up on the throne of your heart. Love comes in to you. So I just wanted to share these scriptures that you will understand, along with Minister Copeland and this wonderful teaching series, how love comes into a man when we accept and believe in our heart and confess with our mouth. Confess, the confession of our faith, you are saved. So let's do that right now. As you prepare your heart best you know how, and we, Minister Copeland and I, and my brothers and sisters who are listening to the broadcast, if you would partner with us, touch and agree, then we will go to the foot of Jesus in prayer as we lift you up in prayer. But you repeat after me that you will be a changed person, born again. So let's go to the foot of Jesus in prayer. Now remember, it's my word, but it's your heart. So let's pray. Lord God, I come to you with humbleness, in love for you. You know my life better than I know my life. I did not do the things that I know I should have done. I've messed up, Lord, and I need you to clean me up. I've hurt so many people in my words, with my hands, and even in my thoughts. I don't know what to do, Lord God, but to come to you. I surrender my life to you. I give you my heart because I am a sinner. I believe by faith that Jesus died on that cross for a sinner like me. Now I need a Savior. I've always needed one. And I'm ready to receive your salvation, your gift to me, your love for me. Lord, please clean me up on the inside out. I surrender my heart, my life to you. I'm available for you. I love you. I thank you, Lord. And I need you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know the angels are rejoicing because you have given your heart to Christ. I know that you are excited on the inside because you've given your life to Christ. This is a time of celebration, my brother and my sister. This is the day that he has set aside for you to give your life to him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we are excited and full of joy that you have made a decision to do so. Now, we encourage you to seek out a Bible teaching church, that you would be baptized by submersion of water, that you would seek out a small group Bible study, continue with Mission from the Heart, but a Sunday school class within that church or a discipleship small group, that you will continue to grow and go in grace. Now, this is our prayer for you. Now, remember, it will be a life change for you, but a beautiful one, because God wants to use you. We love you. We give glory to God, and we are so excited because you have surrendered your life to Him. Thank you for being now our brother and sister in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Brother Harold?
Amen. Again, congratulations are in order to our brothers and sisters. And as was said, we do love you. Now you have an experiential relationship with real love. And we just say, buckle up, because it's a glorious loving journey. Get ready, get ready, get ready to see and experience what eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither entered the mind of a man what God has in store for those that He loves and those that love Him. Let us go to Revelation chapter number 2. And we want to read verses 1 through 4 with a focus on verse 4. Revelation chapter 2, reading verse 1 through 4 with the focus on verse 4.
Revelation 2. Verses 1 and 2. To the angel of the church in Ephesus, write, these are the words of Him who holds the seven stars in His right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands. Know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked men that you have tested, those who claim to be apostles but are not, and have found them false. You have preserved and have endured hardship for my name and have not grown weary. Yet, I hold these against you. You have forsaken your first love.
Amen. Verse 4, focus. And King James will tell us, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee. And the last part, because thou hast left thy first love. Somebody say first love. First love, that's the only kind of love that God gives us. God is always transmitting, but we're not always receiving. And we have to take that step that our brothers and sisters took today to open our hearts, to believe and receive Jesus Christ, the receiver. Amen. The receiver of the transmission of the love of God. And the Word of God tells us many times, it's not that we first love God. Amen. The Word of God says, it's because God first loved us. Amen. And Romans 5 and 8 tells us that God demonstrated, showed us how much He loved us while we were sinners. Amen. In the book in John that we were for our lunch prayer scripture, say God so loved the world, amen, that's His enemies, that's us. We weren't loving on God. We was loving on the world. We was loving on sin. But God was loving on us. And it was his love that kept us, his love that covered us until such a time that we began to hear what we couldn't hear. We began to see what we couldn't see, and we began to see a need that wasn't being met through what we was doing. We began to know that and find out that what we was doing isn't working. Amen. And we open our hearts just like our brothers and sisters did today, and we ask love in the person of Jesus Christ to come into our hearts. Amen. So God is the first love. And when he called us, we become one with the first love. Amen. And he anoints us and commissions us to take this first love into a lost and dying world. And through this revelation of the ingredients of the agape love, we are the ones that God has petitioned, that God has commissioned to represent him in this dark world, this unloving world, to show this world what true, pure love is all about. And the word tells us that judgment begins in the house of the Lord. And we have brothers and sisters that are trying to serve God without the intimacy of his love working in their hearts. But it is our hearts to release what God has placed in our hearts. That's our job. And begin to love on our brothers and sisters in the house of the Lord. Amen. And what Minister Smith read, that faith and hope is going to pass. But love is going to last forever. And we are the ones to take this forever love out of the heavenly realm and to bring it into this materialistic realm. Not to be judgmental, not to point at people conditions. But in spite of their conditions, in spite of their actions, in spite of their doing, to take a message, the message from the kingdom of heaven, God's true message, that I love you. And even that I love you won't be coming from my heart, but it's be coming from God's heart. I love you, and I want to have a loving relationship with you forever. And that's the job of the church, and we are the job. We are the church. We've been commissioned. We've been called. We've been taught. The word has came forth. God has opened our ears and opened our eyes, and now it's time to get busy. Amen. And I want you to know that I love you, and we love you, and admission from the Heart Radio broadcast, and we thank God for your life. I'm turning you back over to Minister Smith, our host.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, I tell you, this has been a magnificent, awesome ride to experience God in his fullness through the Bible, through the scriptures, and just really relishing in the ingredients of agape love. I tell you, this learning lesson of love, God himself will take us all the way until we lay or take our last breath. We never get tired or should not get tired of learning who love is, what he is about, and how we can spread love all across the world. And this world needs some love. It needs a lot of love right now. But praise be to God, we are his earthen vessels to share love, to speak love, to give love. Just as Minister Copeland said, love produces action. And this is what we should be doing. So we encourage you to love those who may not be so lovable and share love to those who need love. And we just ask you to continue to tune into the broadcast so that we can continue to spread and share the gospel of Jesus Christ through the Bible, the word love. We bless you. We pray for you. And we want you to always remember that the grass withers and the flowers fadeth away, but the word of God continues forever and ever. God bless you, and we pray that you will continue to listen to Mission from the Heart Radio. God bless.